Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about borrowing and sampling in music.
Yehuda Hanani, you have been really, I know it's a bad word, but instrumental in teaching me so much about how people are ripping off other composers.
God.
Well, that's what it is. It's ripping off. You know, it's grabbing something that they didn't write and putting it in their symphonies. But then there was a real interesting story about the composer, Alban Berg, who was very, very interested in basically writing his own musical obituary. That's a funny story. You want to tell us?
I will tell you, yeah. So we are entering the 20th century with Alban Berg. He was Schoenberg's disciple, but he managed to hang on to tonality within the 12-tone system because he needed the emotional possibilities that traditional harmony gave him. Such amazing moment occurs at the end of his violin concerto. He wrote it just before his death. This is 1935, and since he had a premonition his end was approaching, it was intended as a requiem for himself. But as it happened, it ended up being dedicated to the memory of Alma Mahler's daughter, Manon Gropius. Gropius, of course, being one of Alma's many husbands. He loved this girl very much, and she died of infant paralysis. So, the work is composed in the Schoenbergian 12-tone language, but towards the end, a Lutheran chorale appears in Bach's harmonization. Bach used quite a few of the original Lutheran chorales in his liturgical writing. This moment is otherworldly, it's eerie, and it's profoundly moving. It's like something emerging out of the fog almost. And it's a very famous chorale too. Es ist genug. It is enough, Lord. If it pleases you, set me free. My Jesus comes. Now, O world, good night. I leave all my sorrows behind. Let's listen to the chorale first, as Bach orchestrated it or harmonized it. And then how it appears towards the end, in the conclusion of Alban Berg's concerto. I wish we had time for the entire concerto because, of course, the longer you hear the 12-tone music, the more effective is this lucid moment of traditional harmony at the end of the concerto. He is not only writing a requiem for a young girl or for himself, but also a requiem for a whole culture around him that is disappearing, that is evaporating.
A portion of Alban Berg's Violin Concerto. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani. To learn about upcoming events in Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.